Oh, Hubble has been enormous. I mean, we had some ideas of what we would like to do when we started designing the telescope, and at the time, getting above the Earth's atmosphere was a really important thing because the Earth's atmosphere blocks ultraviolet and infrared light, and being able to observe stars and galaxies those wavelengths was a new capability we never had before. And when you are able to observe stars and galaxies at a new wavelength of light, it's almost like you're opening up a whole new universe to explore.
Was this the first time a telescope had been parked in orbit, or was just this is the kind of biggest one there was?
There were some precursors, but this was the first really large astronomical telescope that really had a impact in many fields and not just one sort of specialized niche.
I guess for the casual observer, I mean, some of the images from Hubble are just beautiful, aren't they?
Indeed. I mean, I'd encourage people to go to the Hubble25.org website, and you can browse through some of the highlight images. Some of them are old favorites you've seen before. Some of them they've redone with more data from the new instruments and better processing to make things you can post on your wall, like really big, high-quality images that are stunning. And the other thing that I think sometimes the public doesn't appreciate is that a lot of the science comes from things that aren't nearly as spectacular. So we are able to take the light we observe from a star, galaxy, or planet and break it up according to the color of that light very precisely to the point where we can identify atoms and molecules that are causing individual little variations in the color of light. That data may not be as visually stunning to look at, but scientifically it's been a real blessing from the Hubble Space Telescope.
Just how is the telescope used to find planets?
So the Hubble Space Telescope was designed really to do cosmology, to study the big picture of the universe before we were detecting and even thinking of detecting planets or other stars in many cases. And yet it's still been very valuable in characterizing some of these planets. So often what happens is a different telescope, one that was on the ground and has a goal of finding planets, identifies either unknown planets or candidates it thinks is likely a planet. And then the Hubble Space Telescope, once it's has a target in mind, turns its mirror and its instruments and stares at those planets in particular. And it's able to learn things that we aren't able to learn about any other way. In particular, Earth's atmosphere is a big challenge. It's sort of a changing and stars twinkle. And when you're looking, it's pretty for them to twinkle. But when you're trying to do science, that twinkling is really annoying. And so we want to be able to get above that atmosphere and look at a star and see a little bit of that star's light.
And there are so many stars and planets out there. Before Hubble, did scientists really appreciate just how crowded the universe is?
Before Hubble, planets around other stars was science fiction. And two people could weave two equally valid tales of being alone and sort of a sole little speck of dust in the galaxy or a galaxy filled with planets. And we didn't know which it was. And since the launch of Hubble, we've been able to detect these and find out that planets are common and find planets are in nearby stars that Hubble's then able to study and learn not just that they're there, but what they're like.
On the 25th anniversary of the launch of Hubble, I mean, how much interest is there now in discovering new planets, new worlds out there?
Oh, I think it's only accelerating. So we got started with planets that were totally different than anything we expected, and that sort of got us thinking, well, maybe we need to look in new ways, and that has accelerated. Now we're increasingly getting close to finding planets that are more and more similar to Earth. They're still mostly bigger, mostly hotter, but we're inching towards there, and hopefully in the coming years we'll be able to characterize increasingly Earth-like planets and learn basic questions like how common are planets like our own in the galaxy.
Dr. Eric Ford is the director for the Center for Exoplanets and Habitable Worlds at Penn State University. He's going to be speaking at the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Center tomorrow about Hubble. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.